Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm now conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of today. In Boston,
who are you here?
I'm sorry?
Who are you again?
This is Jennifer. We are conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School.
Oh, okay, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, in Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with conversations.
You know, either I'm going deaf or my phone is. I'm kind of having trouble hearing you. Could you repeat that again, please?
Sure. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perception of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take...
With what? I'm sorry.
With the Boston Police Department.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So the survey will take a few minutes to complete and ask you about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. You will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50, and we are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers are going to be anonymous. So let's see. May I know what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02130.
Thank you. What will you study? Is your gender male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. How old are you?
You really want to know? I'm 35.
Okay. Thank you so much. What will you say is your ethnic, your ethnic or racial background?
Russian and Irish.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, poor?
What are we, excellent, and worse, and what's the third option?
Sure, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know. Excellent, I guess.
Excellent?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In general, will you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess excellent.
Thank you so much. Now we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep?
How often have I what? I'm sorry.
How often did you have troubles falling asleep? It was every day, few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Sleeping?
Yes.
Oh, none.
Okay, thank you. How often do you wake up, didn't sleep, and have difficulty falling back asleep? The options are every day, few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never.
Thank you. And how often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? The options are every day, few times a week, about once per week.
What was the question again? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
No worries.
As I said, either I've just gone deaf or my phone is not working very well.
No worries. The question says that, let's see, that how often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Oh, never.
Okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothering by the following? feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. The options are not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
Some days.
Thank you. The next one is not being able to control worrying.
How do I control worry?
Oh, the next one is that, well, how often have you been bothering by the following? The next option is not being able to control worrying. Not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
Not at all.
Thank you. The next option is having little interest or pleasure in doing things.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Sure. Have you been feeling like having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day, nearly every day.
Not at all.
Thank you. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
And say again, please.
Sure. Have you been feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Never.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? The first one is a substance use disorder.
What disorder?
A substance use disorder.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, let me try to fix my headset over here. Give me a second. Okay, let me repeat it back. The first one is a substance use disorder. Yes or no?
No.
The next one is diabetes.
No.
High blood pressure.
I do have high blood pressure, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is heart attack, angina,
no.
or coronary heart diseases?
No.
Okay. Overweight or obesity?
Say again, please.
Sure. Overweight or obesity?
Oh, no. I'm pretty much where I'm supposed to be.
Thank you. And the last one is an emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like?
I've suffered from moderate depression from time to time, but not currently, I don't think.
Thank you so much. Well, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighborhood will act. If a serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rising prey crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors will come together to do something about? Well, you said that will be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I think somewhat likely.
Thank you so much. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gathering in your neighborhood in the past 6 months? Yes or no?
In the past 6 months, no, but that has happened in the past.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Will you say yes or no?
Yeah, I considered it, but it's not very seriously.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Like, for example, lack of good paying jobs, police harassment, unaffordable housing, unreliable public transportation, crime, drugs, politics.
You, which factors would lead me to consider moving? If it would, which of those factors?
Like, which one is the biggest?
You know, really none of them. You know, crime is pretty minimal around here. Touching wood as I say that. Public transportation is reasonably good. I've forgotten most of the other factors that you mentioned, but really nothing stood out when you were reading them off. So I would say none of them would be, well, affordable housing, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, most people don't. No, probably not.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The first one is that in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment for the judge. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Again?
Sure.
I don't want you to repeat the whole thing, but it's just having what to do with the police?
Sure. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you agree or disagree with this statement, or neither agree nor disagree?
Neither agree nor disagree, I think.
Thank you. The next statement is that where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree, neither agree or disagree, or disagree?
I know what you're asking, but I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I have really had very little dealings with the police for as long as I can remember. While I understand what you're saying, my personal experience would lead me to disagree.
Okay.
But I also understand where that could be very possible.
Okay. In that case, will you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree. Yeah, that's a good compromise.
Okay, thank you. The next one is that during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree, disagree, or neither agree or disagree?
Again, I have to ask you to repeat that. I don't know what's going on here.
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Probably agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then next one is law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Well, I happen to be Irish and white, so I would probably agree. But,
strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is that people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree, neither agree nor disagree, or disagree?
People of my racial group with what, I'm sorry?
Sure. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Of my racial group?
Yeah.
I think I'd somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Ah, that's interesting. Well, yeah, again, my racial group, I would, did you ask if they would take my complaint seriously or wouldn't?
If they wouldn't. It says law enforcement officers do not take the complaint.
Oh, okay. Speaking strictly for my racial group, I would disagree with that.
Okay. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is a law enforcement officer treat people of my racial group like animals.
Again, my specific racial group would strongly disagree.
Okay.
But I understand that it doesn't work that way for everyone, so.
Okay, thank you.
And I've seen that happen, actually, so.
I understand. Okay, thank you so much. The next one is that people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
What is this, people of other groups?
Sure. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Again, my experience solely, I would agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And the next one is that people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Again, speaking strictly for my racial group, I would somewhat agree.
Thank you so much.
Again, with exceptions, but that's, you know.
I understand. Now, you can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Have they ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
Again, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And the last one is that have they ever been physically abused, abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Again, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, thank you so much. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
Is this in the last 6 months or ever?
Ever.
When I was a lot younger, I know that there were a couple of times when I was just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time when. I guess I would have to, I've forgotten how the question was phrased now, but I guess I would have to say that that I've been treated moderately unfairly. So I guess I'd have to somewhat agree. But yes or no, isn't it? I'm sorry. I guess I have to say yes.
Okay, I'll add it as a yes. And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
To my knowledge, no. No one has ever mentioned that to me.
Thank you so much. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No, because of the car I was driving, but not because of my racial background, no.
Okay, thank you.
I had a bright red Alfa Romeo when I was about 22 years old, and I had a job where I worked at night, so I always got followed by the police.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is that has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Well, you're speaking for myself. Racial background, no. But again, I know that happens, but, you know, my own personal experience and knowledge, you know.
Okay, thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement, yes or no?
Yeah, I guess I have.
Thank you. The next one is, have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested, yes or no?
One friend a long time ago.
So would that be a yes?
That would be a yes, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year, yes or no?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been in care, incarcerated in jail or prison, yes or no?
Actually, no.
Okay, thank you. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions, yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever accused you or of having or selling drugs?
No, no.
Thank you. Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Again, when I was a lot younger, yeah.
The next one is, have the enforcement ever pull you over for no reason while you were driving?
Not for no reason, no.
Okay.
Every time I got pulled over, there was usually a reason for it.
Okay, got it. Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you?
No, no.
Okay, the next one is that, arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Thank you. Stopped and search you for no reason?
No.
Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Well, other than what I told about, you know, coming home from work late at night, no.
Okay. The next one is, been physically abusive to you?
No.
Assume you are a thief?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Sure. Have the police or law enforcement ever assumed you are a thief?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, too. I was essentially accused of breaking into my own house.
Okay. That's an interesting one. Okay, thank you so much. The next one is that in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Well, you said it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 times?
Not 0 times.
You. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement assumed you are the thief? Well, you said it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5.
Is that the question again, please? I'm sorry.
Sure. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement assumed you are the thief?
How often have they assumed I'm a thief?
Yes, in the past year.
0 times. Yeah, 0 times.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. The first one is, I try not to remember and think about this incident. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. It's not something I think about a lot, but it wasn't that unpleasant, so. Are you there, sir? Hello? Hello?